Right, it's 7:30, and it is time to move on to the legends that are in studio in front of me. And it's two Kaizer Chiefs legends in my books, but legends of the game, legends that we have watched, grown up watching, at least some of us, and it's very good for me to have them in studio. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves, if you don't mind, because I don't think I'll do you justice. I'm going to start with you.
Let's start with like the main legend here.
Okay.
Fabi, start down.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Thanks, boy. Thanks for respecting the seniors. good evening to the listeners of 702. Thanks for having us, guys. My name is Fabian McCarthy, and obviously, if you were born during my time, you will know.
Yes.
If you are AMA 2000,
he used to kick people a lot. This guy broke a lot of people's legs.
I never.
Yeah.
And then I've got the younger legend, but legend nonetheless.
Yeah. This is Josta Dlala, former Wits University, FC Aarhus, in Denmark, Mamelodi Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs, and Swallows. Yeah, so those are the teams that I play for.
You know, it's very good to have also two Swallows.
I was going to go there. I thought we only played for Sundowns and then Chiefs.
Yeah.
Now he's mentioning Swallows.
Swallows as well. But I'm not part of that squad that took it down, right? I tried to save it.
Okay.
So don't put me in that list.
Well, the Dubai Birds are back. How do you feel about that?
For me, it's good that they are back. But obviously now they have to try and stay in the league, obviously, with the planning and stuff like that. And I just hope that whatever happened that brought them down or took them down, it's not going to happen this time around. Because already the season just started, but they down there. And you know, if you can't swim, you're not going to get out of the deep end.
Yeah.
So, but I'm confident they will pull through with the support and they're back in. Dobsonville, so you know the supporters will come.
I mean, we'll see how it goes. As you're saying, they're already at the bottom of the log. Swallows still looking for their first game. I know they're in action tomorrow at the Dobsonville Stadium. I'm not sure. I think against the Royal Eagles, and we'll see what happens. So these two gentlemen aren't alone. They are accompanied by a millionaire.
We the bodyguards.
You guys are the bodyguards.
Yeah, we the bodyguards.
I see he's hired some
some muscle, security. Basically.
Yeah. Absolutely. Brian Kuzwayo, welcome to the show. You are the last fan standing last year.
MTN decided to give me $1 million and send me to Russia to go watch the World Cup. So, but I don't have the money on me, guys. Don't rob me. It's in the bank. I kept it in the bank.
I mean, I need to ask this regarding, I mean, you're a millionaire, right? Did anything change in your life once that SMS came in?
I think everything in my life changed. I mean, for the mere fact that I'm here with two guys that I used to watch on TV growing up, right? So I'm touring with them. We're doing Durban, we're doing CSIs. When I won that million, when they announced me as the MTN 8 last fan standing, first thoughts that crossed my mind was that Truworths account, I'm gonna take care of that. That Woolworths account, I'm gonna take care of that. And so my life has basically never been the same, and it's all because of MTN and the MTN 8.
And how are you using your money? Do you have someone who's guiding you financially, or are you just a prudent person by yourself? You look very prudent, by the way. But I mean, I don't know.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, I haven't seen you outside in the clubs. So,
So basically, the process is once you've won the million with MTN. So firstly, how you win the million is that you just simply dial *144*8# and you load up airtime for 10 rands or more. I played with 60 bucks and I got $1 million back.
That's MTN subscribers only.
Yeah, for MTN. Okay. So that's what I did. And the process is, once you've won the million, they take you through a process of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So they basically take you to whoever you bank with, and there's counseling that happens in that space, and you're told these are the products, here's where you can stash your money, and it's you know, it's very practical. So that's the route I took, just to make sure longevity as well. I've got two nieces that I need to look after, so you know, I'm the rich uncle now. So Christmas is
the one that went to Russia.
The one that went to Russia. Oh man, such fond memories of Russia. So we obviously left Ouartambo. We land in Dubai. I didn't know this, but planes basically dock elsewhere and then you all get out and you go into another. I thought, but this is not Russia. This is Dubai. They're like, no, hang on. We're still going to Russia, you know. Yeah. We're going to stop here. We're going to get out. And then they're going to put you in a different plane. And they flew us Emirates, man. You know, MTN does everything first class. So everything. So we get there and, you know, we didn't know that the sun sets at about 11 at night, yeah. right? So I'm like there, you know, I'm just sightseeing at the Red Square. The Red Square is like Mandela Square on steroids, like huge.
Right.
So I get there and I'm like, I'm going to have dinner when the sun goes down.
Yeah.
It's 12 o'clock midnight and the sun goes down and I'm like, and all the shops are closed. I'm like, oh man, I'm still hungry. You know, I didn't know that, but it's all fond memories. Yeah. And one thing I need to highlight is that, so Germany and Mexico are playing and the vibe is insane. And we're talking to all these South Americans. We're talking to all these Germans and we leave the stadium, right? And we hear someone speaking South Sotho and you're like, who's speaking Sotho in Russia? You know, we look up and it's Coach Pete Somsimang. And we just ran to him. Started hugging, you know.
Only one.
So, you know, he was happy to see us because, you know, we're all foreigners in that country. Yeah. You know, just strangers in Moscow.
Yeah.
And we gave him a hug and we sat there with him and, you know, we shared some stories. Yeah.
Strangers in Moscow, Michael Jackson. So I wanna move the legends into the picture. So that was for the fans. Yeah. Let's talk about the game. Are you fine, Fabian?
I'm good, man.
I mean, Fabian McCarthy is standing throughout this entire interview. You, ladies and gentlemen, he's an absolute eister, as the Afrikaners will say. So both of you gentlemen would have played for, even if it's not this trophy, but for the top eight time and time again. Fabian, what does this trophy mean for you?
Look, obviously, beginning of the season is preparing you for the rest of the season. I always used to say, Chance, let's win this cup because Christmas. This is Christmas bonus.
Yes.
MTN is giving money. Players are getting bonuses. The team is winning the cup and they also get the prize. So it's more about motivation, you know, tournament that only the top eight can reach. Yeah. Unfortunately, my team didn't reach it, but next season we're going to win it.
Which team is this, dog? Because you play for a lot of teams,
yeah? You know, six only. But let's count the first three. The other three was just there. We added them on, yeah. You know, boy. So, I mean, it's a kind of motivation also to see that are you going to stay in the team for the rest of the season? Because some coaches, when you play well in a cup game, they take the same team going into the league so that the momentum continue and carrying it on. But bottom line for me is this was my Christmas bonus.
Absolutely.
Will you win this cup? I know. Christmas is nice when you go.
And did you ever get close to this cup, Justin?
Yeah, I think I won it in the same year. I think 2010 with Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm.
So that's history on its own. Mm. But I mean, this is one cup that changes a lot of people's lives. Not only changes people's lives, but it also, like, you know, builds the community as well. You know, we've been going around the country because of MTN. You know, obviously the legends. We're not here because of MTN. We're here because of the fans. The fans, basically, they got like 20 names out there, which were 20 legends that were taken out there, and they had to choose eight.
Yeah.
So me and Fabi and the other legends, which is Jabupule, Wanawatswenya was there.
Mm.
We've got the Vilagazi. Mm,
so
while we're here, we've got other people going and doing other CSIs out there. So we've been going around the country doing CSIs and giving away kits, soccer kits, and doing giving away netball kits, soccer boots, courtesy of MTN. So we're not just here just because, like, you know, we just, like, you know, legends.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just trying to, like, you know, encourage a lot of youngsters out there, telling them about education, how important it is.
Yeah.
And then not only that, you know, they must only concentrate in sports, but, you know, they have to have something to fall back on when tomorrow football or whatever that career that they're trying to choose doesn't work out. It is because something on the back.
When tomorrow never comes, so you don't have to wait for it. When they study, they have their tomorrow with them.
Yeah.
When they're done with the game, they just walk in, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And I saw you nodding your head when I was talking to Siwa Piwe about keeping on studying.
Yeah.
What is the importance of that for you in your life?
Look, my brother, my passion is there. I want to take boys to give them a scholarship at any university, any college. Don't tell me, take me for trials to Chiefs and Sandals.
Yeah.
If I can take you to a university and they give you 80% a bursary, finish your degree, get the diploma, then we can go back to football because I couldn't study.
Mm.
I wanted to live that student life.
Mm.
It wasn't possible, maybe my results or what. And then obviously the game changed my life. But then now I'm thinking the game has stopped.
Yes.
Now I'm a legend. But now what do I have? I need to come back to the game. I'm studying, doing my coaching again now. Mm. But remember now, if I had a degree or diploma, I wasn't fortunate enough, like Abu Jost and them, they played for a university team, Stanton, you know, but they were not studying, they were playing when they had to go for lectures.
Mm.
So it's very important. Hey, I mean, these boys, they must study. You know, there's nothing that can replace your education or your degree or whatever. You know, they say sometimes it doesn't count or so, but at least for me, that matric certificate, it's counting.
Yes.
It's helping.
Yes.
I couldn't go further. But
yes.
At least, you know, I choose this path, but they have the opportunity to balance it out and go for it. And everywhere they will go, MTN will be there so they can even fall in.
And Fabian, what does it mean for you to still be part? I mean, you know, you're still part of the soccer life. It's off the pitch, but you're still very much a part, especially of the MTN 8.
Yeah, look, thanks to the fans, obviously, for voting for us. It's fortunately my second year, I'm part of it. Mm. And obviously for me, like Joste is saying, what is touching me is when you go out there to the schools, rural areas where you never knew the place is existing in Mzansi.
Mm.
MTN is taking us there. We connect with the children. We spend time with them. We just try to encourage them. And you know, the handing over of kit. I mean, yesterday we were at the Westbury High. It makes such a difference for those girls and boys to just put on a proper set kit, shin guards, soccer boots, and look nice.
Mm.
You know, you can feel that emotional thing to say the appreciation and everything that's going on. So we're trying everything we can to set them or show them the way through the MTN 8 campaign.
Two legends in studio. You're listening to Sports Talk. I'm Buhle Matulini. It's Fabian McCarthy and Josta Dladla that you're hearing on your radio. But they're not alone. Brian Kuzwai, a Last Fan Standing, a.k.a. millionaire, is in the building as well. Because that is what he won. R1 million. It was R1 million, right, Brian?
Cash. Cash.
Cash. Was it taxed?
No. The MTN pays the tax.
Oh, wow. He won.
The tax man is going to go after him. You should see what you've done now.
You shouldn't have said that, man.
Yeah.
Fabian speaks about the impact that this has, and you go to the rural areas. What has moved you the most? Something that I mean, he says, you see things that you didn't even know were there, existed, were possible. What has moved you the most in this?
Truth is, I'm not going to lie, dog, and say I've been giving. You know, I've been going out there and helping people. You know, I've always had this thing of that I need to take care of myself first before I can go out there and help people. You know, if I'm stable, then it's easier for me to help people out there. But for MTN to forgive, I thank MTN for giving me this opportunity to actually experience what I've experienced.
Mm.
Because, like, you know, just us being there, you can see most of the kids, most of them, they don't even know where, if they're going to come out wherever they are.
Mm.
But we're trying to give them hope and saying that we've been there as well. Mm. We had dreams, but, you know, once we had those dreams, we had an opportunity. Once we got that opportunity, then we realized that, you know, everything is open out there, but you can only achieve that if you put more work on it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You can believe, but if there's no work and there's no hard work and dedication, you'll never achieve it. So it's I'm humbling that, you know, even today, whatever that I was doing back in the days actually can carry me till today. And that's something that a lot of kids have to understand, that, you know, it's just that I'm a brand. The lifestyle that I lead outside there, like, you know, goes a long way. Mm. I can't just go out there and do things in the street, and because that thing, if I was like reckless out there, I wouldn't be getting the job that I'm getting today.
Absolutely.
So, like, you know, responsibility, hard work, and, like, you know, humility, like, you know, goes a long way in life, not only in life as a whole, but in the business that you're going to be getting into in the future.
Not to put you on the spot at all, are you still involved in football outside of the MTN 8?
Dog, I don't want to look like Fabi. Fabi's got, like, you know, a lot of gray hair than me because of it. You know, not everybody's going to be a coach. You know, we have to understand absolutely. That. But I think for me, I've been doing, like, a lot of analysis with SABC.
Yeah.
So I'm humbled, you know, that I got that opportunity. But, you know, I do a lot of these campaigns as well, like, you know, when I get called up. But I do my own thing on the side. You know, we can't all be coaches. We can't all be, like, you know, on TV. So, like, you know, we have to, like, venture on other things as well.
Absolutely, that is very true. Fabian, I want to put on our time-traveling caps because for the longest time, we've been moaning and complaining about development in South Africa. So here is, we've got the Kiona search that happened. We've got the MTN 8 that is doing things for youngsters, for the community. Here you are going into coaching as well. Take us 10 years, maybe 15 years into the future, just according to your mind, just wishful thinking. How would you like to see the atmosphere, the South African footballing world, essentially?
Oh, like the nations. I mean, if you go back, let's talk about 95 rugby. MTN is there. The Boxer in China.
Right.
You know.
Right.
96, you come, you talk about 98, you talk about 2000, 2010, all those things. For me, it's simple. Let's just go back and do things the right way.
Mm.
We quickly want to do shortcuts, but we want to expect results and stuff like it. So hopefully what Coach Nteki now is going to have the players he have and give them that opportunity to say, let's play. I mean, we are going not only to special schools. You know, we also going out there where there's your slow learners. So we cover any school where we can, where the organizers find the connection or thingy to set up. And believe me or not, there's so much talent. I was in Kimberley on a gravel ground. You could see how the boys control the ball on that pitch or so. But there's no continuity.
Yeah.
You know, there's this thing of we're doing it now 6 months, then it's done. Some guys, like Joste saying, I have the passion. I want to be a coach.
Yeah.
You know, this gray hair comes.
It's for a reason.
Must come and it must go.
Yeah.
Because somebody spent time to develop me.
Yeah.
And had showed that passion in me or that faith in me. So I have to give it back. I'm coaching at a school not far from here.
Mm.
And it's not easy, but I want to be there. You know, I want that pressure and stuff because that will motivate me to even do better. But I'm saying, if I pick a youngster anywhere in the country, he must go to a university first before I take him to a football club.
And how good is it that we are seeing private companies investing in South African football a lot more than the government? I mean, we know that the government's coffers are struggling right now, so we can't really expect much from them, unfortunately. But here we have the MTN 8. Here we have MTN doing fantastic work.
Look, I think it's even priceless, you know, for so many years MTN has been involved. When we were playing, we loved this cup, winning. We're still continuing going through it. I mean, there's so many programs out there going. So, but all I'm saying
there's one that I can add up there.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you, Fabi. There's goals for charity. So basically, like since the tournament started, every goal that's been scored, 10,000, a goal is 10,000.
Mm.
So like once the tournament is done, all those goals, they're going to be put together, and that money is going to be given to a charity that's going to be chosen by MTN and PSL. So they're doing a lot of wonderful things out there. We can't always be waiting for government to do stuff.
Yes.
Somebody has to start somewhere, and government, obviously, like once they see us doing this type of things, they're going to have to come in as well and help out. You know what I mean? So that's how I look at it, Fabi.
Yeah, no, boy, yeah. You're right. I forgot about that one. And obviously, we want to see goals, especially next week.
Yes.
Islands, Polokwane, the Pretoria derby. Guys, please, if the players are listening, the coaches,
more goals.
We want goals. Yes. More money goals, for guys, charity. Yeah.
Yes, let's play with essentially just two defenders and
get the goals in.
Get the goals in. Yeah. I mean, we've got about 12 goals, I think, so far in the competition, which is already 120,000 rand.
It's little, man. It's little.
It is little, and, yeah. But we've got teams that we know can bang in the goals, and I want to speak about the Tswane derby. Well, Polokwane City Highlands Park, the second legs are coming up of the semi-finals. Polokwane City Highlands Park going into that one goalless, so it is up for the taking, but so is SuperSport United Mamelodi Sundowns. So one goal apiece. Sundowns going into this one as the home team. You played for Sundowns. So this will be a little bit close to you as well. How do you see that match panning out?
The Brazilians, but it's got to be the Brazilians. I mean, I played for them. So, but I mean, they're playing against a tricky team. Now they've got Khorobla back in the team. SuperSport is a totally different team when they have Khorobla on the pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of those players that'll be getting four chances, he'll score three. And now you've got also Kabuza, who wants to prove a point and say, like, you know, Paris, let me go. Let me show you what I can do.
He's been fighting.
You know, he's been fighting. He's been scoring and all that. And we all know both teams, as much as Sundowns can play beautiful football, their weakness is at the back.
Yeah.
And they haven't been tested yet. You know what I mean? The thing is, they just don't know how to lose. The mentality of the players is just extremely, I don't know what Peter has done to those boys. It's like, for them, a loss for them is a draw. It's either a win or a draw. So it's a difficult team to play against. They don't kick people. They keep the ball. They try and make you run all day. And if you sleep 1 second, they're going to punish you. You can see what happened when they played against Supersport. Supersport just scored a goal. 2 minutes later, they came back. They just like, you know, tweaked it a little bit and said, hey, hold up, we need to get this back. Now they add the advantage now because they got an away goal. So, but I mean, it's not an easy team. So I don't know. But I'll give it to Sundowns. I want Sundowns to go all the way to the final. Now, on the other semi-final, you've got like, you know, the guys that can run like for 200 minutes, like, you know, which is the Highlands Park boys. Those boys are like, you know, I don't know, man. They're like on steroids. Yeah. I don't know what he does to these boys.
I'm sure he chases them around Joburg.
You know, those boys, they be running all day. So Polokwane City is one of the best footballing playing teams in the country.
Yeah.
For me, it's one of those teams that, you know, if you let them play, they can destroy you. They play high risk football.
Yes.
So basically, it's one of those like they just kill you. So, but if the further the game goes with Highlands Park, the advantage tends to Highlands Park. So I think the first 30 minutes is very much important for Polokwane City to win the game. If they're always going to create those chances, but they got to take them. They don't take them, the further the game goes, I give it to Highlands Park. So it's going to be a tricky one.
It is going to be a very tricky. Both games are going to be very tricky. Fabian, SuperSport United lost that opening game in the league. They would have been very hurt by that loss. They're going to want to bounce back tomorrow. Next week.
Yes, indeed, because I mean, so many, they played about how many, 3-4 times against each other so early in the season. These teams know each other. The players themselves analyze each other. They know each other.
Yeah.
But I'm always saying that it comes down to the coach can do everything he does during the week. Who wants it more and who are doing less mistakes than the opposition? You know, and obviously this cup, it's missing out in Torkop, and obviously the sponsor, the team, the slogan is Cabo Yellow, but I mean the Blue Army is not going to be easy, you know.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to the games. I mean, we're busy since Tuesday, next week, the whole week, we're busy. We're just going all over trying to get the fans to buy some cards, opt in. Here's the millionaire.
Tembisa tomorrow.
You know, tomorrow in Tembisa. Yeah. We'll be in Attridgeville. We're going to be all over Gauteng the whole week. But we want people to come to the stadium. If you're an MTN subscriber, the moment you get into the stadium, you get 1 gig free of charge. So even if you don't have a SIM card, please go buy SIM card tomorrow morning, Rika it, and opt in. And there's a lot of prices.
And you can be a millionaire as well. Don't forget to like recharge so you can be like Brian here. And we can be your bodyguards as well. Don't forget that.
Indeed. All it takes is to recharge and then you can be like Brian Kuzwayo, who was the last fan standing, and he is a millionaire. Brian, how much MTN8 have you been watching this season? Have you been playing? Are you still allowed to play as well? Competition?
Well, I have a million. I'll spend about 100K just to play on this competition. we basically attend most of the games because they split us up into groups of two or three. So yeah, we're gonna be at the stadium on Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah. We're gonna be watching those games. It's gonna be exciting. It's a midweek game. It's at night.
Yeah.
Just after work. But also for the journalists as well. There's something for you guys. MTN didn't forget about you guys. The last journalist standing.
Bring it. Is it a million, man? Is it a million, man?
No. You get to travel this time.
You get to travel and you get some pocket change as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So how you do it is there's a quiz for you guys on MTN SA. That's the handle on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you fill out the quiz. And at the end of the tournament, they round it up and they pick your name. And hopefully, Tubuhle, and we come here again and you travel with the last fan standing anywhere in the world with your partner, of course.
Look, all my journalist colleagues, I think that Facebook page has been deactivated.
Yeah, get on to it.
So there's MTN SA. You go into that as a journalist and then you enter the competition. Yeah. I want to go to the WhatsApp line here. I'm on 072-702-1702. I've got a WhatsApp from Tulani from Guatemala. It says, Buhle, with no disrespect, I think we need to give credit where it is due and get to know about real legends who played the game during the great good days, and the game needs to be treated with respect. I have watched both guys. Namase Josta played well at Wits and later in Denmark and Chiefs here at home. And Fabian played his great football at Celtic with the likes of Franz Maboke, Giapi, Gulwa, Ndeo, and the great Fries and Aries of Heidedal. Tulani from Guatemala. What do you guys have to say to that?
Look, for me, I'm getting goosebumps because if you talk about Celtics, the late Ntate Mulimela, may his soul rest in peace. Mm. I was saying that team were called Masokolara. Mm. You know, we were getting paid like, I mean, 1,000 rand. Mm. But whenever the teams,
I thought I was football, the only one.
You know, no. Whenever the big teams come to say Saramaburu, then the Dr. Mulimela Stadium now.
Yeah.
If we beat them, Monday morning we had the office by the window. We're waiting for that envelope, the bonus. But Celtics, well, is my foundation.
Yes.
It's my team. And if you mention those names, some of the guys are gone.
Yes.
The Aris brothers and so, but Abu Gulwa, Franz Maboke, he gave me his Rodman Cup t-shirt when I just joined Celtics, you know, and he's a boy from Poch.
Yeah.
Whenever I pass by, I phone him and say, boy, I just wanted to greet you. So I must say to that moon, that Muna, he knows his football.
Mr. Tulani from Guateme, he knows his sport, that gentleman. He's a fantastic, loyal listener to the show. Josta, any words from you?
Respect, man. All I can say is when we were playing the game, like it was all about, we wanted to hear this after we left the game.
Yes.
We were always being told that, you know, engrave your name into people's hearts.
Yes.
You know, I just didn't want to be one of those players just passing by and people that don't even recognize.
Yes.
And I mean, we till today, we walk down the street and people are saying, why did you stop?
Yes.
You know?
Well, but, I mean, you look like you could still play. Fabian looks like a coach.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Balance. Yeah. But I'm really honored. And I just want to thank Vets for giving me that opportunity because without Vets giving me that opportunity, people wouldn't have known anything about Josta.
Yeah.
I put my family name on the map because of it. And for them giving me that chance, I'll always be humbled and I'll always be grateful to God and them as well. That's all I can say.
Gentlemen, we'll always be grateful to you guys for showing us what you're capable of. We're grateful for all of the team that gave you the chances because I guarantee you, as we sit here, there are plenty of footballers, professional right now, who look up to you, who started playing because of you, and you have no idea how much of an impact you've had. You might even think you know, but I guarantee you don't. And the impact that you guys are making continues with this cup. Thank you so much for coming into studio, and enjoy the rest of the MTN8. I will be traveling.
Yeah.
Okay, I will win.
Well done. Say it, brother. Say it. Prophesy.
Yeah. We'll be all together, but I'm looking forward to having you guys back on the show. It's been a fantastic interview.
Thank you, my brother. Thanks for having us, Doc.
That is Fabian McCarthy, Josta Dladla, and Brian Kuzwayo, the last fan standing. That is all we have for you for tonight. It's been a fantastic show. Join us again on Sunday. We'll continue that Yeben Etzebeth talk. We have not let that one die. Till then, have a great weekend. Enjoy all the sport that's on offer.